After the formation of the inclusive government, there was an agreement that the National Health Service as a project for the youth of Zimbabwe to ensure that we empower the youth of Zimbabwe through skills, to ensure that we use the National Health Service as a vehicle for national health in our country. The government has since started working on a National Health Service curriculum that will actually ensure that the National Health Service that was seen by the people yesterday, it will be a different one now. We actually have a program that we are trying to consult young people, because we used to have a National Service that was not youth-driven. Now, what the National Service that is driven by the youth themselves, let the youth be consulted. Let the youth say what they want, what model of National Service that they want. That's what we want as a government. The former ruling party has been actually doing things without consulting young people. We have said we had an inclusive government. The young people should be consulted. Let young people decide what they want on the National Service. Let's not import anything on the young people. I think that's the way to go. That's the way we see it's right for us. That's the way we see that it's good for young people to decide their own destiny.
So have you already started as a government to reach out to the youth and other organizations that are lobbying you for changes?
So we've actually went on to look at the National Youth Council, which is one that should actually be the face of the youth in the council, that we should actually be doing, implementing a program for the youth, for our ministry. What we have done is to put an inclusive vote in the National Youth Council. As you know, that is, the National Youth Council was used to out the Zambia headquarters. We have since removed the National Youth Council. It's now in town there. It's actually serving the youth. So what they say is that the National Youth Council is one that should actually embark on a program of consulting young people on the ground. So they are going to be starting a program of consulting the youth on the ground, and also they will be consulting the youth on the curriculum, which is a new National Youth Service curriculum. Also consulting on the model of the National Youth Service, which the youth might want. Also, we want to see a situation whereby this National Youth Service that we are talking about is actually a something that is built on a platform whereby there is an understanding both with all the political parties being involved in this issue, because, as you know, the National Service has been used as a tool of suppression by the former ruling party. It has been used as a face of violence in the ABMN. You know, we've got a lot of youth militias that were trained by this National Service. They, in the name of our people, no one enjoys that. I mean, no one is interested to have a son that is called National Service. But we are saying that as a government, there's nothing wrong with National Service. What was wrong with National Service is how it was done. But in terms of the National Service as per se, it was an ideal program for the young people. But now we are saying that when it comes to the people of Zimbabwe, now to the youth of Zimbabwe, it will actually come in a way that is actually youth-friendly, youth, everyone embraces.